lesson that we'd like to pass along. It's the leader's secret to success in life. When we began our study of leadership bests, we were fortunate to cross paths with then U.S. Army Major General John H. Stanford. We knew that he had grown up poor, that he had failed sixth grade, but went on to graduate from Penn State University on an ROTC scholarship, that he survived multiple military tours in both Korea and Vietnam, that he was highly decorated, and that the loyalty of his troops was extraordinary. John headed up the Military Traffic Management Command for the U.S. Army during the Persian Gulf War. When he retired from the Army, he became county manager of Fulton County, Georgia, when Atlanta was gearing up to host the 1996 Summer Olympics. John then became superintendent of the Seattle Public School System, where he sparked a revolution in public education before his untimely passing away from leukemia. All that we learned of John's public service was impressive, but his answer to one of our interview questions significantly influenced our own appreciation of leadership. We asked John how he'd go about developing leaders, whether in universities, in the military, in government, in the nonprofit sector, or in private business. He replied, "When anyone asks me that question, I tell them I have the secret to success in life. The secret to success is to stay in love. Staying in love gives you the fire to ignite other people, to see inside other people, to have a greater desire to get things done than other people. A person who is not in love doesn't really feel the kind of excitement that helps them to get ahead and to lead others and to achieve. I don't know any other fire, any other thing in life that is more exhilarating and is more positive a feeling than love is." Staying in love isn't the answer we expected to get, at least not when we began our study of leadership. But after studying leadership for over 30 years through thousands of interviews and case analyses, we are constantly reminded about how many leaders use the word love freely when talking about their own motivations to lead. As Anna Blackburn, whom we introduced in Chapter 1, told us about her career at Beaverbrooks, where she started at the shop floor and became CEO. "Find something you love. When you genuinely love what you do, you'll excel and do well." Of all the things that sustain a leader over time, love is the most lasting. It's hard to imagine leaders getting up day after day, putting in the long hours and hard work it takes to make extraordinary things happen, without having their hearts in it. The best-kept secret of successful leaders is love. Staying in love with leading, with the people who do the work, with what their organizations provide, and with those who honor the organization by using its products and services. Leadership is not an affair of the head. Leadership is an affair of the heart. This has been an Audible Studios production of The Leadership Challenge, 6th edition, How to Make Extraordinary Things Happen in Organizations, written by James M. Kouzis and Barry Z. Posner, performed by Brian Holsoppel. Executive Producers, Laura Gatchko and Mike Charzuk. Producer, Neil Basic. Copyright 2017 by James M. Kouzis and Barry Z. Posner. Production copyright 2017 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.